If you get your health insurance through the Affordable Care Act Marketplace, now is the time to go online, update your information, or select a new plan. You're listening to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. This year, understanding your options under the Affordable Care Act comes with an additional challenge. Congress has not completely agreed on what happens next with what are known as enhanced premium tax credits. Right now, those tax credits are set to sunset in the new year, and that means your premiums could go way up. Shelley Tennaple is CEO of Community Healthcare Association of the Dakotas. That's a group of primary care, dental, and behavioral health providers across the state. Brittany Zephyr helps answer people's questions about health insurance through Get Covered South Dakota, and they explain the situation to me over Zoom.
A couple of things that are big this moment. One is that it is open enrollment for marketplace coverage. So it's a period at the end of the year where if you want to have marketplace coverage for 2026, you need to go to healthcare.gov and sign up now. So we're doing a lot of work and promotion to encourage people to get online, understand what their options are, and get covered. So that's a big part of the moment we're in. But of course, there's also a political conversation going on about the level of premium tax credits that are available in the marketplace. So for the last about 4 years, we've had some enhanced amounts of premium tax credits available. Unless something changes, those tax credits are going to go down quite a bit in 2026. We do want to emphasize they're still available and there's still help affording coverage, but it will be impactful to families in terms of the change if Congress doesn't make a shift in terms of how they're approaching the enhanced premium tax credits.
So if I sign up now on the marketplace, could my cost drastically change in January that soon?
Yes, they could. Just as a reminder for folks, the marketplace is where you can buy commercial health plans. And it's for those individuals who don't get coverage through their employer. So it's a little over 50,000 people across South Dakota. That's about 5% of our population who buy coverage in the marketplace at any one time. That includes farmers, small business owners, gig workers, and like I said, those not offered coverage through their employer. So when people go onto the marketplace, they can see a range of healthcare plans. They can see different levels of coverage. So there's kind of gold, silver, bronze coverage, and then they can see what premium tax credits are available to help them afford coverage.
All right, Brittany, anything that you would add to that that's at that really basic level that people ask you that they just don't understand how this system works?
I think the biggest thing is just kind of piggybacking off what Shelley said, they don't understand what their costs would be or what that means for their monthly premium. Mm-hmm. And so really just going to healthcare.gov and utilizing that window shopper, and they just need to enter a little bit of information, the household income, and then it's going to give them all those plan options and they're able to see what they qualify for, how much they pay. And something that's been really helpful this open enrollment too is just seeing what providers are in network for plans and if prescriptions are covered. So medications, one thing that we're seeing is with the increased prices, some plans don't always cover medications. Mm. So they're able to plug those in on the window shopper too.
What's the deadline for making a decision during enrollment period? When does that end?
So if they want to have coverage start January 1st, they need to enroll by December 15th. But open enrollment goes until January 15th. So if they enroll anywhere December 16th, through January 1st, coverage would start February 1st.
Okay. And what happens if the tax credits from the federal government are not extended? Will I be able to see and know what the price increase is going to be? And will I be able to back out of it if I agree to the price now, but I don't agree to that price in the future?
Yeah, that's a great question. So if you go on Window Shopper now, the prices are actually reflected now. So those increased prices, people will see them, they can log in, view them now. The one caveat is people that were enrolled last year that we want to emphasize is to really log in, update their income information, household information, review it. Because if they don't and they're auto-enrolled, they're going to be paying that higher price. So then once January first comes and their premium comes out and they see that higher price, could be a shell shock for some. So just really making sure that they're going in by the 15th. And they have until December 31st to opt out or maybe stop automatic payments if they don't want to keep the same plan or pay that higher price.
So, Shelley, what's happening in the political conversation and how might it impact South Dakota rural health care organizations and those, 55,000 people that you said who are enrolled today? That's a big question, but what are some of the key takeaways of what's happening now?
I think sometimes in the political space, there's an idea that if you cut the cost for the federal government, it reduces costs. But the reality is that just shifts costs to individuals and families. So that's what we're kind of looking at, is that cost shifting piece. But to kind of step back, the marketplace itself was created to solve a bunch of problems in the individual market that existed prior. So if folks are old enough to recall, it used to be that if you wanted to buy health coverage, you had to give your whole health history to each plan that was offering you a rate. And when you saw that offer that they gave back to you, it could be extremely high based on maybe an illness that you'd experienced. And it was a lot of fine print. So it was extremely hard to know what you were even buying. So if you wanted to compare plans, you'd have to give your health history to multiple organizations who'd give you plans that were extremely difficult to compare. And a lot of people couldn't buy coverage at all. So health plans were really competing on who could get rid of the most sick people versus competing on price and value. So I want to make sure as we have this conversation, we don't lose what we've gained in having really a transparent marketplace for people to buy coverage. Then we're starting to look at what is it that people are going to have to pay in terms of their premiums. And so there's a bunch of things that are going to impact premiums, what your income is, what your age is, because health insurance prices can be three times as much for people who are older versus younger. So that's one of the ways we kind of help account for the differences that people have in terms of their health risk, I guess, if that makes sense. So maybe for your listeners, it'd be helpful to just walk through an example or two because it gets kind of complicated pretty quickly. But what we're really considering from a political perspective is how much of that monthly premium is going to be paid by individuals, how affordable that coverage is going to be versus how much is going to be paid by the federal government. I kind of looked up what's the median income for a household in South Dakota, and that's around $80,000 a year. So if you're a family of four who makes the median income in South Dakota and you're maybe a farmer or rancher, you're not getting coverage from your employer, the amount that you would have to pay would increase from about 4% of your income to about 8.4% of your income. So it's going to change how much of your income you're expected to pay for a premium. So at that $80,000 a year, with the enhanced premium tax credit, you've been paying $3,200 a year or about $268 a month on the marketplace. So without the tax credits, you're going to pay a little more than double. You're going to pay about $6,800 per year or about $565 a month. So now instead of paying 268, you're paying 565. So that's the difference for an individual family with the enhanced premium tax credit or not having the premium tax credit. Just to share though, as well, like if you had no premium tax credit, you'd be paying about $25,000 a year. And that's if your kind of parents are about 40, so you have to know their age at that point. So you're still paying less than a quarter of the total cost of the premium, but that doubling of your what you're paying per month is, of course, going to be really impactful to South Dakota families.
As people sort through during this enrollment period what their individual stories are, when people leave the marketplace or no longer have health insurance, how does that ripple into a rural community, into a rural healthcare system?
Yeah, for sure. So the two things I think we're going to see people do is that some people are going to drop coverage altogether. So the estimates of that kind of vary, but the thought is around maybe 12,000 people would lose coverage. So that's about 1% of South Dakotans. So the number doesn't sound huge compared to the millions of people losing coverage across the country, but it is impactful in our market. The other thing we are seeing people do is drop down the value of the coverage they're purchasing. So you could call it a choice, but you could also say a lot of people are kind of being forced into taking that bigger risk of paying a lower premium that they can afford and then just hoping that they don't get sick throughout the year. There is still that protection if you have a huge major event. So that's an important thing to continue to recognize and celebrate that coverage does have value for people, but it is more likely that that first dollar coverage isn't going to be there at those lower values that people are kind of being pushed into. And so both of those things will impact whether people, choose to get healthcare in their local communities, if they are covered for those services, or if they're having to pay out of pocket for those things. For health centers that are our members, of course, having fewer paying customers, more people that we offer care to everyone regardless of ability to pay. So we're going to see you no matter what, but certainly that the reimbursement piece, it means there's just less to go around for that community. Of course, if access isn't sustained in our rural communities, that means more people leaving that town to not only get healthcare, but to buy their prescriptions, to buy their groceries, all of those other things. So, of course, having people have coverage helps us sustain the healthcare system for everybody.
Brittany, are the regular premiums going up as well?
Yeah, I think with the rising cost too, issuers increased their rates as well this year. So they're kind of seeing that increase. And then also with the enhanced premium tax credits going away, kind of like that double-edged, I guess, sword. But again, I think that's where it's kind of helpful too with the window shopping tool that you're able to see and it breaks it down. Like you'll receive this much now in premium tax credits and the plan costs this much. And then your monthly share is this much. So it kind of puts it in simple terms for consumers to really understand how much they're paying and how much is covered by those tax credits or how much is coming from the issuer themselves or the insurance company.
Brittany, what do you hear from people who are navigating this system financially? What do they tell you?
I would say this year we've actually been a lot busier than normal. And again, it is because people have those questions and they're getting notices in the mail from Marketplace letting them know that their premiums are going up, but not stating how much or kind of the explanation of why. And so we're getting some of those questions to field and helping them walk through. Maybe you paid this much in 2025, but this is what we're looking at in 2026, and really just helping them understand what that change in premium would be. And then to really ensure that they're are reporting their income accurately and their household size and updating their information, because again, that affects how much they get in that premium tax credit. And kind of what Shelly said too, a lot of what we're hearing on the ground is people are seeing certain doctors. They have certain medications that they need covered. And so those are kind of the tough choices that they're making with some of their plan options of why they're either paying the increased price or no longer maybe getting that benchmark silver plan for $0 and having to go to a bronze plan because it's more affordable.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's important to recognize too is, there are these tax credits available for people up to 400% of poverty, but up over and above that, so over that 400%. So for that family I was describing, family of four, if they earn over around 130,000, they're losing their access to the premium tax credit. So under the enhanced premium tax credits, no one in the country was going to be expected to pay more than 8.5% of their income. And that was just an important protection, especially for those middle income families and for older individuals whose coverage is going to cost more. While a lot of benefits came from the marketplace of everybody being included, that did drive up costs for those individuals who are paying the full sticker price. It can really be unaffordable. So just want to keep those families in mind too, understanding they do have a little bit more income, but with the cost of healthcare in the United States, they are a group that is really going to be significantly impacted by this change.
As a reminder, open enrollment is underway for the Affordable Care Act Marketplace. To update your information or to look for a plan, go online to healthcare.gov. If your healthcare premiums are changing drastically and you'd like to talk about it, send me an email, inthemoment@sdpb.org. And that's our conversation for today. We hope that it served you. From all of us here at SDPB, I'm Lori Walsh. Thank you for listening.